Isaiah chapter 49, verses 5 and 6. And now the Lord says, who formed me from the womb to be his servant, to bring Jacob back to him, so that Israel is gathered to him. For I shall be glorious in the eyes of the Lord, and my God shall be my strength. Indeed, he says, it is too small a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and to restore the preserved ones of Israel. I will also give you as a light to the Gentiles that you should be my salvation to the ends of the earth. Have you ever asked the question, what is the mission of Berean Baptist Church of Hiram, Georgia? Why do we exist? Why are we here? And the short answer to that question is, of course, we exist for the glory of God. But more particularly, we exist, our singular mission is to fill the entire earth with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters fill the sea. That is our mission. Missions, plural, is how we seek to accomplish that in our own Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost parts of the earth. But the point I want to say to you is that we are here to broadcast the glory of God's name, to set forth Christ in him crucified, because the glory of the triune God is revealed in the face of Jesus Christ. And so as the gospel is proclaimed, God is honored, and as sinners are converted, not only are they converted, but they are made into worshipers of the true and the living God. As John Piper so eloquently and famously put it, missions exists because worship does not. And so as missions goes forward, the glory of God fills the earth. And the verses I've just read to you, we really are listening, as it were. God is inviting us to put our ear to the keyhole of heaven's door and listen to the intertrinitarian counsels, really as the Father, the Son, and the Spirit entered into what we call the covenant of redemption about the salvation of the elect. And what the Father is saying to his only begotten Son is this: your name is too weighty, your name is too glorious, your name is too great for me to send you only to be salvation for the 12 tribes of Israel. I'm going to send you to be the salvation of representatives of every Gentile tribe on the face of the earth, of every ethnicity, of every single skin color, of every language group, of every people group, because your glory is too great for you to be limited. Your glory needs to fill the whole earth. And because of that, that's why Simeon can say, not only is this the glory of your people Israel, but the Messiah is also the light of the Gentiles. He's our light as Gentiles as well, because of these things. And so we find the fulfillment of this really in Revelation 5, 9, and 10, when you have all of redeemed humanity gathered around the throne, and they cry out and they give praise to Jesus for his particular redemption. Listen to what they say. You are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth. We exist for the glory of God. And we've gathered here today to have the gospel preached to us and to glorify this God with our prayers and our praises and our songs of praise and by hearing his word and by fellowshipping with one another. In other words, the Lord's Day is meant to be a small foretaste of heaven. So let's worship our God this morning. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much that you have given us your word. We thank you, you've given us your Son and you've given us your Spirit so that we could worship you and sing your praises. We pray, Lord, that the Spirit would be poured out through the merits of Christ, that we would be full of the unction of the Spirit of God as we sing your praises. Lord, as we listen to the Word of God read and preached, as we join our hearts together in prayer, Lord, as we fellowship with one another, we commit this day to you and ask that you would exalt yourself in the praises of your people, and that through Christ, our worship would be pleasing in your sight and accepted by you, and that you would draw near to us even as we draw near to you. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.